Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today, I wanted to talk to you about what qualifies as OCD rumination. I want to put it very plainly because I want you to really understand this so you can recognize it in your life. And why is it important to understand when you are ruminating? Because you need to be reducing rumination. What is the best way to reduce rumination? To track and reduce. And with the tracking, I don't say this a lot in the videos, but I really should say this every time, that we're not tracking as a log, we're reducing every day. And it is very important for you to have a goal of max rumination. So if you say to yourself, put it on a piece of paper, put it on a post-it on your phone, put it on the background of your phone, doesn't matter. But make it in a place where you see it all the time, that today's number is, let's say, if you're in a really bad spot, 170 minutes out of 180 minutes, right? So if you were ruminating the entire 3 hours, today you're not going to ruminate for 10 minutes. Tomorrow, you're going to do max 160, then 150, right? That goal is very important, and it has to be achievable goal. Not super easy, but I always say like 6, 7 out of 10, 10 being the hardest. So it's kind of like a little more challenging. It's not a 5, but you know, it's not 50-50, but it's doable. It's not 10 out of 10. So you have your goal number, but again, we need to recognize what actually counts as rumination. I want to put it very simply for you, just because OCD grabs onto everything and then you get into this questioning and all of that. Anything at all that has to do with your theme when you are actively thinking about it. So if you have harm OCD, for example, anything that has to do with harm in any way that you are actively trying to figure out, solve, Google, ask, confess, check for feelings, or feeling guilty about your theme, feeling shame about your theme, any of those things that are somehow related to your theme. So not just the thoughts, but also the feelings that you're thinking about. Also, when you're asking somebody, you're still thinking, it still counts as rumination. Even though you're talking, still counts as rumination. Googling, checking, still counts as rumination. And again, the feelings, because a lot of the times people will say, well, I'm not ruminating about the content of the thought, I'm not trying to solve it. But at the same time, I'm thinking how terrible this is. How can I have these thoughts? All of that kind of stuff. And that's also ruminating. A lot of people don't recognize that as rumination. This also counts as ruminating. Also, the process of recovery itself. Bob online said, I can't recover. Therefore, I can't recover. Well, Bob is not doing time tracking. Bob is not doing this technique. Bob is doing an hour a day of ERP and see you later. So with an hour a day of ERP, you probably can't recover, because ERP is from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, which means you're controlling your rumination, again, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, to the best of your ability by having these goal numbers. So anything that has to do with your theme, anything that has to do with the feelings that are surrounding your theme, anything that has to do with the process of recovery, all of that counts as rumination. But what doesn't count as rumination is when the thought comes in on autopilot. So when it comes in on autopilot, oh, what about, what if you're going to kill somebody, or an urge that you're going to kill somebody, for example, that's autopilot OCD. That's not you. You can't control it. It will go away on its own when you stop powering your OCD up. And again, how are you powering it up? By ruminating. So indirectly, you do control whether those thoughts are coming in, but it goes after. So first, you reduce rumination. And then after you reduce rumination, the anxiety drops. So there is a little bit of a delay between when you started to do the work and when you start to see the results. It seems to me it's almost like the brain is making sure that you are safe before dropping rumination. And I see this across the board with clients. So a lot of the times clients also, and this is actually also counts as rumination, clients start to do recovery work. And after a day of doing recovery work, they'll say, well, why am I still getting these thoughts? Why haven't I recovered? I hear this quite a bit. You have to understand that it took a while to get you here. So it's going to take a while for it to go away. Not a long time, but it, like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time. A few months, at least, right? If you're doing the work really well, a few months. So it's something that you just need to accept, because if you start to look back and constantly be thinking, am I better? Am I better? How am I feeling today versus yesterday? Am I feeling better? That becomes a compulsion and rumination in itself. And in that situation, if you're doing that, that would count as rumination also. And this is usually towards the end of the recovery, when the person is starting to get a handle on this process, OCD throws them this twist. Just be aware of these pitfalls, because these are ones I see pretty much every day. So look at it as anytime, again, anything to do with the process of recovery, anything to do with your theme, anything to do with how you feel about either your theme or additional feelings of guilt, shame, those kinds of things. All of that counts as rumination. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thanks so much for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. If you'd like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com.